Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. A ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants has taken effect in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence that has killed dozens of Palestinians. Egyptian officials had worked to bring the sides to an agreement after the flare-up of fighting that saw Israeli aircraft pound targets in Gaza and militants fire hundreds of rockets that reached deep into Israel. Rocket fire and airstrikes continued until the scheduled start of the truce before midnight local time. More than 40 Palestinians were killed in the violence, including 15 children and 4 women. Israel said some of the deaths during this round were caused by errant rocket fire, including one incident in a refugee camp in northern Gaza, in which 6 Palestinians were killed Saturday. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a statement Sunday saying he welcomed the ceasefire. He called on all parties to fully implement the ceasefire and to ensure fuel and some humanitarian supplies flow into Gaza as the fighting subsides. Negotiations for the release of U.S. women's basketball star Brittany Griner from a Russian jail continue. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I think she's going to be freed.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson.
I think she has the right strategy of contrition, a good legal team.
Richardson, who admits to being a catalyst in the negotiations but not directly involved, told ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos he's expecting a breakthrough.
There's going to be a prisoner swap, though, and I think it'll be 2 for 2. Involving Paul Whelan. We can't forget him.
Whelan is in a Russian jail on spy charges. I'm Shelley Adler.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday that the risk of nuclear confrontation had returned after decades, calling on nuclear states to commit to no first use of the weapons. This is VOA News. Guterres made the remarks 2 days after attending the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Ceremony to commemorate the 77th anniversary of the world's first atomic bombing. Guterres also said any attack on a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing, responding to reports of renewed Russian shelling of the Zaporizhia facility in Ukraine, Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Colombia's first leftist president was sworn into office Sunday. Gustavo Petro, a former member of Colombia's M19 guerrilla group, won the presidential election in June by beating conservative parties that offered moderate changes to the market-friendly economy, but failed to connect with voters frustrated by rising poverty and violence. On Sunday, Petro said Colombia was getting a second chance to tackle violence and poverty and called on Washington to change its drug policies. He has promised to fight inequality and bring peace to a country long haunted by bloody feuds between the government, drug traffickers, and rebel groups. Cuba appeared to make progress Sunday in bringing a fire under control at its main storage facility near the capital, Havana. A lightning strike on Friday ignited one of the 8 storage tanks at the Matanzas supertanker east of the Cuban capital. One firefighter was killed battling the inferno. Firefighters from Mexico and Venezuela were sent to help Cuba to battle the disaster. A second tank caught fire on Saturday, catching firefighters and others at the scene by surprise. 16 people were missing. And Chad's transitional authorities and rebel groups are expected to sign an agreement in Doha on Monday, paving the way to a broader national reconciliation dialogue later this month. The announcement from the Foreign Ministry of Qatar follows 4 months of peace-building talks in Qatar between rebel factions and Chad's interim military government, headed by Mahatma Idris Deby, who seized power following his father's death last year. Deby has said the dialogue will be a first step toward planning long-awaited elections, but it has not been clear if the armed groups will participate in the talks, as the terms for their involvement were under discussion. Recapping our top story, a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants has taken effect in a bid to end nearly 3 days of violence that has killed dozens of Palestinians. Egyptian officials had worked to bring the sides to an agreement after the flare-up of fighting that saw Israeli aircraft pound targets in Gaza and militants fire hundreds of rockets that reach deep into Israel. Rocket fire and airstrikes continued until the scheduled start of the truce before midnight local time. More than 40 Palestinians were killed in the violence, including 15 children and 4 women. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com.